Welcome to the Basically Famous podcast, where we're taking our notoriety to the mic and no topic is off limits. I'm your host, Wendy.
And I'm your host, Spencer. Each week, we talk about life's bullshit, our hot takes, and make one of you basically famous too.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Post St. Patrick's Day when y'all hear this.
True. I did not even realize.
You did?
Which is just so sad. Well, this used to be a great holiday.
You know,
I used to go out drinking.
I was going
to
say green beer, you know, but they've probably outlawed the dye. We don't mess with that dye anymore, you know.
I still would. You would? There was, yeah, McFadden's in Grand Rapids, Michigan, did kegs and eggs, 7 a.m. Yeah. Didn't matter what I had going on, school, work, 7 a.m. my ass was in the street.
I did love a green beer.
And green eggs and kegs.
Throwing up that green. Mm-hmm. My outfit, I think you'll be very proud of me. It was my first ever TikTok shop buy. I've never purchased anything on TikTok shop, and it got me.
Welcome. Oh.
What?
What? We got to talk offline.
Okay.
About somebody.
Okay.
We got to talk
offline. Okay, we'll talk offline. But do you love this?
I do like it. It's very cute, actually. Okay,
thank you. It finally got me.
Is it a set or
it's
just a
set? Okay. Nope, it's a set. I am going to link it for y'all because it's actually a great little set. I have no clue what size or anything I ordered because there's no tax. So straight from the boat of China, but that's okay.
Who cares?
I don't care. They had a blue too, a baby blue. I really wanted that one. That one was out of stock, but I was like, she's a pink girly, but it's cute.
Yeah, no, I'm a big fan of TikTok shop. I don't buy a whole lot.
Okay.
But I don't buy a whole, I'm not like, shopping like crazy anyways. But I will say, what's it called? Cider. Uh-huh. I mean, they make all sizes, so you could buy it too. But particularly for the thick girlies,
okay,
they do a lot of plus size options that are very, very cute.
It's cider, like C-I-D-E-R?
Like apple cider. Like,
oh.
But so, yeah, look them up because, and cheap. I'm telling you, like,
really?
Listen, sometimes fast fashion, you just got to make it happen.
Yeah.
But honestly, the quality for the price, I'm kind of impressed.
Okay.
But they have lots of, it's very like the stuff that I've gotten through there, it's very me. It's
okay.
Wide leg, high waist, flowy pants, you know, jumpers, you know, my uniform, I typically wear.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this one got me and I was like, all right, then I'm gonna give it a try.
Well, congratulations.
And I did. It came today. And I was like, let me just.
I'm just happy you're spending enough time on TikTok where TikTok shop things are coming across your FYP.
So it was under the category.
She's like, somebody just sent it to me. I wasn't on.
No. It was under the category, right? That's how that works.
What do you mean under the category?
I don't know. Like when I opened TikTok, it was under that. Oh, shoot. Hold on.
Well, there's
like when I go to my home.
Yeah, there's the tab at the top.
Yeah, it was just right okay. Here. Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, so it'll send you like targeted stuff, but then like you'll be scrolling.
See? Oh, it's on a deal today, y'all. Today's deals. Got him.
Got him.
$10 extra, $10 off, honey. Okay, then. Oh, not the pink set and then a camo comforter and then a sunglass. If that doesn't know
me. If that's not targeted to you, I don't know what is.
And then a curling iron. Okay, yes. All right. So.
And this is why we need TikTok and its algorithm.
Wow. Okay. But speaking of TikTok algorithms, algorithms, I have been watching lives, but it's just one person.
Oh.
And it is, I don't know if you know who they are. I think I screenshotted last night because I was tuning in and I sent them some roses, but they are a gospel. I do not know if they are husband and wife, if they're friends.
I definitely have no idea who you're talking about.
Oh my God. I will listen. Probably worshiping in that bed, going to bed.
They just sang on live.
Oh my God. Yes. Oh. And she got a little echo to her microphone just enough. You know, he just sits in the background and he lets her do her tunes. It is incredible. This girl, how do I know who, how do I find her? Like, can you do like last followed? Like, can you see her? Oh, yep. There she is. This chick right here. Amy Lou, y'all. Amy Lou, 1987, mind you. Am I allowed to do this? Oh, wait. Okay, that's
I was
not
like,
her.
That's nope, not that's her. Her.
Y'all, her voice is out of the world. Hold on.
There you go. Yeah, if you hold it to the top of the mic, you can hear it better. Oh.
Oh, Hold on. She's got these like.
Is that her?
Yes, but she had those things
on. If I wasn't looking, I thought it would be a man.
No, it's. Hold on. Hold on. Gratitude. Leave my.
I'm sorry, Amy Lou.
All my words fall short.
That's a woman?
Yeah.
Oh. I've got nothing new. How could I express?
Okay, that's not a good option.
I think.
No.
I don't.
I sure miss you.
Okay. Who cares? Okay. Who am I to judge? I'm always. Oh, here we go.
The rose.
This is gonna be good. This is gonna be good.
Some say the.
I can't believe it's a woman.
Gotta love her voice. It's very Ashley McBride.
The tender reed.
Oh my god.
Some say love. It is a razor.
A raisin.
Well, you know, I'm really happy that you found her.
I love her. And this little man that she has with her is so good. Y'all, I'm telling you, she is so good. Those were not good examples because there was like filters on the pictures with like flashlights and pew, like stuff going through it. I have no idea what that was about. But anyway, she's amazing. And every night it's like on my page. I've been sending her roses. Anyway.
You know what? I love that. I love that for you and for Amy Lou.
I love her. And she's so wholesome and pure.
And this is why TikTok is so special, because it really just caters to our own interests.
It really does.
Yeah.
It really does. And I'm not mad. I've been spending a little more time on there.
You're going to get inundated with people like her now.
Because we're talking about it? Oh, because I've been watching it.
Because you're watching it and you followed her. And
so when I'm sending flowers, though, is it drafting my bank account? Or do I have like a reserve? Remember when I bought all them flowers one time?
Yeah, no. Sometimes, I mean, there are some things that you can gift like for free just to be like, hey, I like you. But most of them cost money. Yeah.
Cool.
I mean, you have to buy like coin packages.
Remember when I bought a coin
yeah,
package?
Yeah, no, I remember.
And we were giving that lady, it was like, lightning bolt. That one?
Yeah. Do you remember the old guy? Yeah. There was this old guy, you guys. I talked about it on an episode, I'm pretty sure. There was this old guy on TikTok, and he would go live, this grumpy, curmudgeon-y man.
Yeah, he was curmudgeon-y.
And it would be all these like young girls on his, like watching his lives. And I mean, he was so like not nice. And we would just, you know, egg him on. I haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah, what's he doing these days?
I don't know.
Begging
probably
for coins.
For the best, because he was not very nice to me.
He was not spreading happiness.
Mm-mm. Okay. Let's do our spotlight moment. And then we got to talk about, let me see.
We have a lot to talk about.
Love is Blind finale and reunion. I really need to talk about this.
Oh, we do need to talk about it.
Okay. So this person writes, almost a year or so ago, my husband, now 45, had me clean up his phone, emails, notifications, messages, etc. What do you mean clean up? We've been married 12 years, together 15. During the phone purge / cleanup, I found archived conversations from around 2011, 2012. At that time, I was pregnant with our first child, and then we got married. The entire time, he was texting and talking to other women. There were also suspicious texts from his baby mama. When we would go pick up his then 4-year-old son, he would leave us in the car for an hour or more at a time because, quote, they were arguing, or she was supposedly demanding more money from him. Mm-hmm. I think they were screwing because there were text messages thanking him for the, quote, supernatural sex, but he won't admit to
you
it.
You think they were screwing?
Right.
I mean,
first of all, who calls it supernatural sex? That's
weird. So
he always told me that those texts were meant for her boyfriend or that she was just trying to start some shit. There was also an ex that it was really obvious he was messing around with, but he won't admit to that either. I guess it all stopped eventually, but I just don't know when. When I found the messages, we had a conversation about it. He didn't deny the messages. Well, duh, because they were right
there.
They're
on his email.
They were right there.
Right.
But but said that he never had sex with anyone else while we were together. I thought I could get over it, but it's proving to be terribly difficult. Life is actually really good for us right now, but it keeps bothering me, and I worry all the time because I don't trust him. He assured me he didn't actually cheat. He and multiple women were just talking. He shares his location with me and checks in constantly. It's not fair to him at this point because I'm not being very nice. Would I be the asshole for leaving now, even though everything is good for us now? I just feel like a fool. Well,
that's so hard.
Two things can be true. What? You can be a fool, mm-hmm. and you can also leave at any point in time.
Yeah, and I don't think that makes you an asshole, because unfortunately, if those messages were while y'all were together, that's the fact of the matter. And if you can't get past that, which I couldn't either, like, then it's not going to work. Like, that doesn't make you an asshole, though. It sucks because right. you've wasted this time, and it sucks finding out on the latter half of that, but also, like, facts are facts. No, like, what was he gonna do, talk his way out of that? You saw them.
Well, and like, trust is trust. If you can't trust the person that you're with, then what's the point? I don't know. I think leave. Yeah. I mean, if
you can't trust again, you're not going to be in a good place. Like, it's not, if it doesn't.
Also, somebody who seemingly, okay, he was talking. It sounds like he was, quote, talking to a lot of different women while you were pregnant with his child.
Right.
That's not a man that respects or cares for you.
And 4 hours.
Sharing his location with you now doesn't make up for that.
That's what I was just going to say. 4 hours when y'all were in the car, like, that right there. First of all, girl, you might have needed to be asking some questions back then, but you didn't. It's okay. I lost my train of thought with that. So even now, if you're in a good place and, like, whatever, he shares his, that does not mean that he was not doing something shady, what, 10, 12 years ago?
And let's be honest. He wasn't just talking to those women.
For 4 hours?
So he wasn't just talking to those women. He was physical with other people while he was committed to you.
Sensational sex or whatever she said.
Supernatural.
So, well, whatever.
Which is so fucking weird.
That is weird. Supernatural.
Okay. Mm. Did you, you didn't watch White Lotus. Either of the first White Lotus seasons, right? Okay.
No. It's in the news these days.
Well, the new season. Yeah, the news. The new season is airing right now.
Right.
Okay, spoiler alert for like the next 30 seconds. It's really not a spoiler because I don't think it has anything to do with the plot. Okay. But so last night's episode was so fucking weird. The supernatural sex thing made me think of that. So this one character is in Bangkok and he meets up with this other character who you can tell, like, they know each other. They've got history, but we just don't know what it is.
Okay.
And they're out to dinner and he starts having the most weird conversation about how, like, when he first moved there, he was obsessed with Asian women. So he wanted to fuck different Asian women's every night. And so he was getting different girls and sometimes multiple girls in one night and this, that, and the other thing. And he's like, and then I realized that maybe, you know, why do I want this? Why do I, you know, am I so, what's the word he used? Like,
horny?
Well, yeah. But like, basically, why am I so obsessed with, like, Asian women and, like, needing to, like, have sex all the time with them and whatever. And he was like, I wonder what it must be like for them to be fucked by me. And then he was like, then I realized I wanted to be fucked by me.
Okay.
And so literally my mouth was like, it is all anybody has made, like, anybody who watches White Lotus. I've just seen so many memes going around about this conversation and the other character who's like,
I mean, I guess he could have made a mold of his own. Oh, go ahead.
So then he goes like on Facebook, I don't know, some shit, Craigslist, whatever, finds a man to come over and fuck him in the ass. And then he's like, I wonder, I said, this must be what it's like. And he's like, I want to do it all the time. And then he would get Asian women to come over and sit in the room and watch while he get fucked. I was like, I am not... like one to yuck people's yums, but this shit's weird.
Yeah.
And the other character was literally sitting there with like his eyes got wide. And it was either this man is the best actor in the world
or I don't think they told him
what the character's monologue was going to be.
Oh.
And so it was like genuine. It was so funny to watch his face. But so fucking weird. And so there's the sound on TikTok. It's like, we listen, but we don't judge.
Right.
Which, honestly, that would be hilarious for us to do.
Yeah.
And so it's like lots of the videos I'm seeing are like the epitome, like, of we listen, but we don't judge. It just shows his face, like, reacting. Oh, my God, it's so funny. But anyways, supernatural sex made me think of that. Like, so strange.
So strange. No, thank you. Well, no, you're not the asshole.
No, I think you should probably.
If you're not going to trust him.
Yeah, if you don't think you can get over it, then you should just go. Right. Save yourself the heartache.
Leave. Get out.
Don't let your husband keep you from finding your husband. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
So. Go for it, girl. Yeah. Take the plunge. Leave. Get out.
Me.
Right now. Okay.
It's the end of you and me.
Hey. Love is blind.
Love is blind.
Mm. The finale, the reunion happened since the last time we recorded.
It did.
Okay, so my little spoiler that I shared with Wendy after the last episode was correct.
It was, yep.
Only one couple got married, and it was Taylor and Daniel. Mm-hmm. Obsessed. Love them.
I love them, too.
He got nominated a lot.
He did.
For March Madness also, which is, I love that for him.
I know.
Because he seems so sweet.
And they legit seem like, I've obviously talked to clients about this all week at work. That's why I love my job. I get to talk about, you know, pop culture stuff. Mm-hmm. And all of us, like everybody that I've ever talked to, and I'm sure you'll feel the same, is that they genuinely seem like super in love and like a great match. Like there's been seasons past that like, people do work out, but it's not like they've been like matched perfectly. I feel like they're such a good match, even despite like the whole photo thing, like just whatever. It's like, you know, but I just think that they're so cute and they like legit to me seem truly in love. Like the real deal.
Yes.
Like that they would have met in a bar and could have been together. They could have met, you know, it's so cute.
Well, I think it's like the true premise, right? Like and she even said like, would I have talked to him at a bar or like agreed to go out? Probably not. Yeah. Like, you know, she was like, I just would have been so focused on the fact that like,
he's short.
Yeah, he's shorter than the other guys that I date, whatever.
Yeah.
He's so cute. He loves her so much. Yeah. I think she might even be more obsessed with him than he is with her, which, like, I love that for him because she did accuse him of being a creep.
Yeah.
So no, I love them. Madison, the pink hair girl, former pink hair girl, whatever, the quote artist. Mm-hmm. She is the worst human being that they have had on the show.
Right.
She is pathological. Yeah. I thought it before, but after the reunion.
Confirmed.
And seeing the way that she was trying to manipulate every conversation and insert herself.
No.
And the
like, you didn't get picked, sis. Like, move on.
Like, calm down. I'm sure every guy there that was talking to her was like,
picked up on it. Phew. Literally. And probably picked up on it then too. Cause she was literally trying to oversell herself that they were like in love with her. No. Oh, they weren't.
Everybody wants her.
Right.
The conversation about Joey, and he's like, what are you talking about?
But the thing is like people like her can say whatever they want in that moment because what are you going to do? Go back and look at the footage. It's like she could have said anything at that point to create questions.
And she's going
to
be on Perfect Match, which is why I think Netflix didn't supposedly, at least this is what some people were saying, that she did get like shredded by Meg at the reunion and they didn't show any of it, and it's because they're trying to like protect her character because she's going to be on Perfect Match, and so they need people to not like totally hate her. And it's like, no, just let us fucking hate her. She's the worst villain you've had on the show.
She'll get hated on that since show.
What's his face that was calling all the girls fat?
What
was his name?
I just looked him up today. Oh my God.
We actually, no, you know who was worse?
Zeneb.
Nope. Fucking Cutiegate.
And so oddly enough, last night I was telling Spencer my late night strolls or Reddit. I just love to read Reddit. I don't ever say anything.
She's just in enemy territory.
I know. I just want to read it. You know, you never know. And I might need to see something. I don't know. Between the lives of Amy Lou and Reddit, you know, the Lord's going to get me right somewhere down the line. I'll pray for these people. What are you talking about?
There you go.
So I was reading the Love is Blind one because I like to read like the current shows, like the Southern Charm Reddit thread and then the Love is Blind, because you get like insight from people's like people, and I believe it, like they'll come with receipts. So you know, it like tracks.
Oh, and like Madison's receipt receipts that proved absolutely nothing.
Mm-hmm. Well, they were talking about Zineb and why can't I think of Burnett? What was his name? Cole?
Cole.
They were talking about how he is no longer like on social media and people were like, oh, we missed him.
Do you blame him?
No. And people were like, oh my God, I miss him. I forgot about him, whatever. And I guess like over a year ago, he was like, hey, I have to like, for my mental health, like I just don't want to be here anymore. And I had forgotten about like the whole thing. I mean, mm-hmm. I didn't forget about it, but like, I just haven't thought about it. And people were like, yeah, I do not remember people coming at him sideways because of what she did. And thank God the producers, we talked about it on the show. Mm-hmm. Thank God the producers were like, A, I think they knew they better go ahead and set that straight so people didn't think that they watched footage like that happen. And she probably also pissed them off. They're like, all right, cool. We'll let you say what you're going to say. And then we're going to play that for people.
Right.
Thank God they did.
Well, because essentially she was accusing the producers of covering for him and hiding.
Yep.
So they were like, bet.
Cool. We'll play the footage then if that's how it's going to be. So I love that how that panned out.
Thank God they did. Because
thank God they did.
His life, I mean, it wasn't ruined.
No, but he
had some real trying times. Had they not shown that and they let people believe what she was accusing him of, his life would have been ruined.
For sure. And I guess he had already struggled with like mental stuff. And so when I was reading it, it was like people comment and they're like, yeah, like he was outwardly spoken out. I'm like, that's so freaking sad because she was the absolute worst. To do that.
She was cut him down every chance she got. But I think
she was trying to be like, what's her face of Deep Tea. Remember she wanted to come in and have people feel sorry for her and like be that. And it's like,
be the feminine hero.
Right, you're not that. And so when she did that to him, I was like, you little dirty.
Well, Madison is not quite as bad as Zineb, but she's right up there.
Yeah.
They're pretty close. Because I think Madison is very calculated and manipulative. I think she's super smart.
Yeah.
I don't think Zineb was that smart. But I think Madison's really smart. And that's scary when you're that toxic and manipulative.
That's the thing.
A bad combo.
That's the thing about these shows. I feel like you do see people who, I'm pulling up this season so I can like see everybody. You see people's true colors. Like once it starts kind of playing out and then the reunion, when you see those calculated, manipulative people that do that, it's like, you are not a good person. That is not a dirty edit. That is not them having a couple things here and there to use and use against you. That's who you are. And now you're mad that it was shown on TV and people also came to that conclusion. And then they're like, oh, they're bullying me. They're doing this. You did that. You gave them all that footage.
Correct.
And you do sign a paper that's basically saying that they'll paint you in whatever light they want.
Right.
But you gave them that material. Why are you mad?
Right.
Be mad at yourself.
Exactly.
Go in the mirror and cuss yourself out.
Yeah. You can't blame the edit when you give them
the footage.
Everything.
Ooh, can't blame the edit when you give them the footage. Oh my gosh. Mm. Netflix, y'all can use
that. Can't blame the edit. She was not good. And I've seen a lot of the contestants or heard a lot of the contestants on various podcasts. And all of them get asked about her and all of them sidestep really answering the question about what kind of person she is. It's like they're all fucking scared of her. And it's
interesting.
Like, yeah, none of them will come right out and say that she's a good person or that they like her or that they think she got a bad edit. They're like, whatever. Sarah was just on Vile Files and he was talking to her and she straight up said, she was like, I don't really want to answer the question.
Really?
Yes. And he said the same thing. He was like, people are like scared of her. Like nobody wants to answer this question.
Why
which really just
like
goes
that?
To show you like
she's just mean.
She probably is exactly who everybody thinks she is.
Yeah. Or who she looks like.
Yeah.
Basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on Dave saying that Lauren was, you know, the one that got away and his general sentiments about being, I think, sorry, for lack of a better word, about, you know, how everything played out between them.
I feel like he's not desperate, but I feel like he's got a little regrets because of like where they're at now. And I think he's trying to say that to like butter her up. I don't know the right way to say it, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I think he's saying
it. You don't
think
he's sincere? You think he's doing it to save face?
No, I mean, he might be sincere. He might really think that, but I think he's saying it right now in the way that he's saying it to try to get her to be like, oh, like.
Like, do you think he wants her back genuinely? Or you think he just is trying to soften the blow so nobody says anything bad in the press to follow?
Yeah, I think it's more of like, trying to save face. A little face. Yeah, but also I think that looking back at the situation, he might also be like, dang, I really messed that up. Yeah. Like, I might, there might be some of those thoughts.
And he said, he was like, now that I know what I know about the guy, like, I'm really, like, I think he feels like a fool because he did believe this guy and, you know, or he believed this guy
enough to
by proxy through everybody else enough to push her away
and to tell her those were the facts when they weren't. Like, that would piss me off more than anything. If you're telling me, quote, factually what someone's it's telephone, what someone's friend's friend said, that would piss me off from like her perspective. And she, and I'm glad she was telling him, and I think we said this last week, that's not the facts, that's not how it was. Also, give it up. Like, he would not let go of that. And I think people, once they saw it played back and realized, like, she's not a terrible person and you're holding something against her that's right. Like, you have no reason to do that. Yeah. I think him saying that, I do think watching it back, I think he probably realizes, like, oh, dang, like, I
wonder what his
that
sister
up.
Thinks.
Oh, my God.
And the fact that they didn't talk more about the sister and his incessant mentioning of her is crazy to me.
Right. Well, I guess the sisters, haven't they been on, like, the feeds right now, like, commenting? I'm pretty sure they're like all over after the reunion.
He's only got the one sister. Now, Joey has multiple sisters and they have been all over because they were all at the filming of the reunion and they were pissed.
What's the girl's name? Why can't I think of it? Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
Monica. Monica was engaged to Joey.
Yes. I'm like looking at their pictures. This is the most bland season for me. I had to... I'm not trying to be funny when I say they look so similar that I confuse the people. But anyways...
Mashed potato faces.
Right. But I am glad that they're not together. And I don't want them together. I like her. And I think what he was doing to her is like, that'd be cool for a guy to do. But now you're mad at her.
Wait, who? Joey and Monica or Dave and Lauren?
Yeah, I'm back to Lauren. Like, that whole thing pissed me off. And like we said last week, I just don't think they had any substance.
And she looked incredible at the reunion. I was like, yes, girl.
And I love that it's been a
year. Make him regret it.
Yep, exactly. And I love that it's been a year. Now, that being said, I guarantee you he did get out there and start dating. I was like, damn, that sucks. I did outkick my cover. A bit. And oops. So that's why I think him saying that.
Ooh, we actually were a great match.
Yeah. I think he was probably fishing for her reaction. It. Yeah. And that's kind of how I meant to say it. I was like, he was fishing for the reaction of like, yeah, I regret, you know, but just to kind of see where he like, you know, feeling it out.
That was my thought.
Yeah.
I felt like he was sincere in what he was saying. Mm-hmm. I don't think if she was like, yeah, let's get back together. I don't think he was itching to get back together. But I do think that he was kind of throwing everything out there to test the waters.
Yeah, I think he was absolutely. Like fishing to see where she would bite. And that's what I was saying earlier is like, I feel like he wanted to see, because I do think after probably dating for a little bit, he probably realized like, oh crap, like she actually was probably the best I've had or am going to for a while.
And then learned that this guy was so full of shit and psychotic and was like, well, shit, now I came off looking like an asshole on TV because I believed this lying douchebag.
But that's the thing. And that's exactly why for what's their faces with the picture thing, the Christmas pictures, like, I love when they're like, oh man, like, cause when you get to know somebody, you don't really have a lot of trust yet. If you're going to totally say, oh, okay, I trust you, but you're going to bring it up every 4 minutes. You don't trust what I'm telling you. You are still insecure or mad or whatever, however you want to say it about it. And you're going to keep bringing it up and throwing it in my face. Absolutely not. So the fact that he didn't even have the decency to trust her through it all and at least give her the benefit of the doubt to the point where he wouldn't bring it up constantly and make her think she's constantly being judged or questioned about whatever. And it backfired.
That's what, and she stuck around for so long, like being made to feel like shit.
Well, that's the thing. And again, like,
most girls would have bounced by then, douche.
Right.
Virginia made me hate her at this reunion. Virginia was engaged to Devin.
Yes.
The ibuprofen addict.
Right. Okay. Listen. This ain't a political podcast. I don't care what you think. I have friends that think differently than me. I have friends that think whatever. You know what I'm trying to say. The fact that she threw him under the bus like that was so dirty and calculated.
Dirty.
Because I understand, like, you're going to have people that are very different. But the way that she worded that and said that, you know, I can't speak to him. But what I can tell you is like.
Right. He really didn't want to discuss this on a public platform. Yeah. And I respected that, but let me just tell you how I feel.
In the way she said
that. Well, you don't really need to make it clear how you feel because we don't know how he feels. And to go to base your feelings off of his. Does that make sense?
Like, yes, but that's exactly why she said that.
Of course it is.
And that's what pissed me off.
It was
it's so dirty.
Really nasty.
It was. It pissed me all the way off.
And then my brain died.
Also, I still laugh about the addiction to ibuprofen. I think about that weekly. I think about that way more than I should.
So he did a TikTok on Love is Blind's account. I guess they were doing like question answer, like shorts for content or whatever while they were at the reunion. And he was like, let me just make it clear. I didn't say I was addicted to ibuprofen, just that I was, you know, abusing it. I was dying. I was this motherfucker has been made fun of so bad.
So much.
And you know what? Deservedly so. I hate to say it. But yeah, no, she pissed me all the way off doing that.
Yeah.
And people are like, yes, that's our queen. I'm like,
it's just dirty to do that to anybody.
But I'm like, this is somebody that you say you loved.
Yeah.
He didn't do you dirty. He just wasn't the right guy for you. Right. Why are you trying to ruin?
But that's exactly why it's messed up, because it's like, that's one thing that y'all don't mesh and y'all don't jive. Cool. But like I guess she was saying,
I'm sure there had things that he could say about her too. It's you know what? Nobody's fucking perfect. I don't know.
No. And also y'all,
I just didn't like the way she did it.
You don't do that to anybody on either side of it. You don't have to insinuate. That's been done to us before. Like, you don't have to insinuate where you stand because of it's obvious and we know what you're doing. Don't do that. Especially in this politically charged, it's almost like you want people to hate him because of this. Don't do that. Like, if you love this person, like, she was
trying to set him up to have a target.
She was weaponizing it. And that's what I don't like about it. And seeing somebody do that, that's just dirty, because it's like, when real major things happen in your relationship, are you going to air the dirty laundry like that to your friends? Be like, well, I'm not going to tell you what he did, but I'll tell you what he didn't do. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, then tell us what he did. Like, at that point,
you're not being slick.
You just air out the dirty laundry. Cute. No, mm-hmm. No, I agree.
The check thing, I find that really interesting. So,
yeah, I mean, talking about, I wasn't going
to. Because here's the thing. He ain't financially sound.
No.
We talked about that. Like, this guy's, you know, living in an unfurnished, undecorated apartment, but he's got stacks of $700 shoes.
No, he spent that money. I'm hanging on
but
to
I'm
it.
Like, I wonder if he cashed the check.
Yes, of course he cashed it. No doubt in my mind he didn't cash that check. Talking about, I'm waiting. No, you were not. No, you were not. Do you believe
I have no idea. I do think it's the excuse he gave as to why he didn't tell her about it makes sense to me.
Yeah.
I mean, this is somebody that you don't know 100% that you're about to get married to. And
it's still a gift for both of you for your
marriage.
But
you're not going to cash a gift if you don't get married.
No, but he would have told her about it.
No, I can understand. I don't think it's impossible that what he's saying is true.
I agree, but like,
I don't think it's true.
No.
I don't think it's impossible.
It's not, but like to say, but they don't know each other that well. Well, they're getting married, so they got to, you know what I'm saying.
But that could have been enough ammunition right there for her to build enough distrust to end it.
Yeah.
And that's all you had to say.
And I wouldn't like that either.
Drag him through the mud.
No, and I don't think I'd like that either, truthfully, because again, fine, you don't know them, I don't know you, but we're getting married. So at that point, it is a little kind of crazy that we haven't been doing this that long. You would think that the gifts would still be given collectively. So like Amazon, say people ordered Amazon. Like, y'all are going to open the boxes, I imagine, right? And have the stuff, like the glasses or whatever. It's like, are you going to be like, no, you can't have these. My grandma's friend gave them to us. Like, you can't use them until we get married.
Uh-huh.
No, it just is weird. The check thing is a little bit more unique because it is a check that you'd have to cash and to y'all.
Right.
So you have the ability to accept it literally or not, you know? So there's that. But I don't know. I thought that was a little like, oh my God, you cashed that check. Shut up. Also, the person can like check.
He bought himself some sneakers.
He done bought him a new pair of shoes, mm-hmm, girl. He said, mm-hmm, these sneakers are made for walking. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm trying to think who else. There was
Monica and Joey, right?
Oh, yeah. So one thing that was apparently not shown.
Yeah.
Was
the marriage thing, right?
Yes.
Yeah, which was so interesting.
Supposedly they went out, like when she was meeting Joey's
friends,
like good girlfriends,
uh-huh,
they expressed to Monica that it was so interesting that he would apply to be on the show because he's never expressed interest in being married.
Also, he tried out for The Bachelor with his short hair and little ripped up body. I was like, who is this man?
I saw.
Yes, I did see that circulate, which is interesting.
I do think that, like, I don't know. I liked him so much.
I did too.
And I'm really conflicted because I'm like, do I think that he went on the show just for publicity? No. But also the way that he ended things with her, it didn't feel like somebody who
genuinely loved her wanted it.
Yes. Okay,
I said the same thing to a client the other day. I really liked them.
It felt like watching a different couple on the altar than it felt watching the whole show.
Yeah.
It was very
his
jarring.
Mind was made up, which was weird because I thought they were going to go the long way. Until
and like
we,
done. Not like entertain this, you know, after I like you so much, but I'm not ready to get married to you.
That's what I told my client.
It was like,
it was ended so
quick. This was
quick.
A fun ride. Thanks.
Yeah. The way that it went down, I was like, and I mean, obviously I knew the spoilers, but I was like, oh, they're going to make it. That's why when you told me, I was like, okay, like that's crazy. I would have figured, like in the past with people, they would date and kind of see where it went. They didn't seem like that
like Sarah
mismatched.
And Ben.
Yeah, they didn't seem that mismatched to where I would have thought he was like, no, she just wasn't the person for me. And then he just like longboarded off into the dusk. I'm like, wait, that's it?
Literally just
and if he did not stop longboarding, at first it was cute. Uh-huh. And I'm like, bro, give it a rest.
I know.
And also being dramatic, longboarding in there, knowing damn well you're going to say no at that altar. That is too much. You should have walked into there and walked out.
If this was your actual wedding, that I love it.
Go off. Same. Because that's your personality.
Totally.
And you're in it. You're happy.
But you're coming in there ready
you
to skid like,
out, skirted in there.
Break and shit off. And, you know, she only said no because she didn't know 100% that he was going to say yes or no.
And refresh my memory. Didn't her family, if I remember correctly, keep saying, you don't have to go through this. You don't have to go through with this. You don't have to. Didn't they keep doing that pre-wedding stuff, like leading up to it?
I don't remember that. Night? I don't remember that.
I feel like it was them. And I remember them
to
keep
be honest,
saying that.
I usually fast forward.
Okay.
The wedding episode, I usually don't watch. I don't care about watching them get ready and all that. I literally just fast forward like ceremony to ceremony.
Okay. Well, y'all correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure her family kept being like, you don't have to do this if you don't want, like they kept saying that to her. And I felt like it was
she did express some doubt. And apparently like, I think the intimacy was a big thing for her. Like she said that like, and again, if he really wasn't into her, then he's not going to be intimate with her.
He doesn't want to kiss. He doesn't want
to.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I liked Joey. I hate to admit that I was duped.
I think
he came on the show for the publicity. I don't think he was super into her.
Especially when it circulated that the Bachelor stuff happened and then that he never wanted to get married. What are you doing?
Yeah.
And listen, you're allowed to change your mind.
Yeah.
But if you're saying that pretty like consistently throughout your entire adulthood, like it's okay to be younger and say, like even in your younger 20s and then you hit 30 and you're like, okay, I want to do it. And that's why I'm going to do it. For them to tell her, I'm surprised. That almost feels a little like, you know, like, hey girl, here's a red flag.
Correct. Like we're not going to out him because he's our friend, but like girl code.
Yeah. To say that you're throwing him under the bus.
He's never really wanted to get married. Mm-hmm.
Interesting that he wants to do with you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
no,
I agree.
I think they were trying to do her a solid without totally throwing him under the bus.
Which is fair. I'm glad they did that because honestly, good girl.
Now, do I still think that her sister is a petty, jealous bitch? I do. I think that her sister probably did have him pegged.
Yeah.
But I also think that some of the commentary coming from her sister about how, you know, she should be getting married first because she's older.
Uh-huh.
Petty and jealous.
It, for sure.
So
for
both
sure.
Things can be true.
Absolutely.
The theme of this episode.
Right. Let's call it both things can be true.
Yeah.
And I know we brushed over it, but Sarah, let me just go ahead and say, she got on my nerves so freaking bad.
Mm. Yeah.
The fact that they even went to that altar, out of here.
So they discussed days ahead of time their plan. Neither one of them, they had a plan. They knew what each other was going to say at the altar. There weren't going to be any surprises. She was going to say no. He was going to suggest that they keep seeing each other after, and that would be the end of it. So nothing was a surprise to him until she said, we'll see, because that wasn't part of their plan.
Mm.
Their plan was that they were staying together and they were going to continue dating. She's a travel nurse. Mm-hmm. So she has a contract in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
And so the plan that they made was that they were going to continue seeing each other. She was going to go back to Nashville and finish out her contract and then move back to Minneapolis. And, you know, he was going to come to Nashville for a little bit. And so anyway, so everything's going according to plan. They went to the altar and she said no. And he said, that's why he didn't look surprised when she said no, right. Because this was their conversation. Mm-hmm. And then she goes, we'll see. And then you see his face kind of change. And he's like, okay, like that really caught him off guard. So anyways, they have a conversation after that. And he's kind of like, the fuck?
Yeah.
And I guess they like talked about things and where her head was at and whatever. And she wasn't sure. Again, it was like she wasn't sure
they're not if their work.
Values align.
They don't. They do not align. We see that. Y'all see that. It's not going to work. They should have never even discussed seeing where it went. Anyway, no offense. Sorry, buddy.
Long story short, they did continue dating. And then he claimed, it's like a he said, she said. She says she moved back to Nashville. And as soon as she went back, he stopped sharing. Stopped sharing location with her. And she was like, what the fuck? And he was like, we're broken up, aren't we? Like, didn't you break up with me? Like, he claims she broke up with him. She claims she didn't. I saw that on
a reunion where they were getting all feisty with each other. But, like, also, y'all ain't gonna work.
Yeah.
Y'all weren't gonna work 3 episodes back.
The thing that kind of annoyed me, but I'm also one of these people that love when we break fourth wall. The reunion was not really about the show or anything that happened on the show. So the reunion basically was just hashing out shit that happened off camera.
But that's what it should be. The audience
has no way of like... Yeah.
No, I would rather a reunion though for me personally to watch what y'all are... Because again, these are a year later. Like this is so far. I love that. Yes. I don't care about us going back through what y'all giggled at over in the pods. Don't care.
I wish there was a balance. I do want to, like, there are things that happen on the show that we see that, like, I feel like we don't get any resolve for. Like, no mention of Dave's sister and all that shit. Like, that's certain fucking like weird to me.
Yeah. Big things in a relationship should come up, but I do prefer that it's like hearing them hash out why something worked, why it didn't work, why you said no, what, like bigger things in the relationships, like the sister thing or families. Sometimes families have been like, I don't like this person. No, I like to hear about that. Like, why not?
When there's things that happen on the show that cause a lot of conversation, I think those should be addressed at the reunion. But I agree, there's so much time that passes between when the show is filmed and when it airs. Yeah, I want to know, especially in this case, Minneapolis is a small, big city, whatever. It's like everybody knows everybody. It's so incestuous.
Yeah.
And there's been so much shit. Like the guy, Alex, who dumped Madison.
Yes.
There's all these allegations about him buying underage girls alcohol and having sex with them.
That, yeah.
I understand there's things that we probably don't really want to touch on, but like, we kind of need to touch on it. Why didn't anybody bring up all the business card shit? It's like all this stuff is being talked about before the reunion filmed. Why aren't we seeing any of that?
Sleuthers just, they serve it to us on TikTok and Reddit. That's why.
So I wish there was like a little bit more
of somebody that kind of stuff. Somebody to do a better job of coming through the feeds. We need
to get different hosts that know how to ask questions.
Right, literally. We need somebody to comb through social media, seriously though, and have, maybe we could step in and audition for that. And
the Love is Blind, perhaps we could forensic have, investigators.
Yes, and maybe we could be the ones that come in at the end of the show and be like, okay, cool, I'm glad y'all hashed that out. Now we're going to put you in the hot seat and we're going to address these rumors.
We're going to come out with our receipts.
100%.
Get maybe that could be us. Get them all in a room, put a light on them and be like,
okay. Remind me to tell you about an idea that I had today with a client. My client Ashley was in. I gotta tell you, it might be good for us.
Write it down so we don't forget.
Okay.
I'm brain dead. Don't you remember?
Yeah.
Anyways.
Anyway, boring season. I'm good on that.
Yeah. The next one is Denver. And
I asked Bouge if she knew anybody on it. And she said not that she knew of because she didn't see the cast. I know.
But supposedly it is real ratchet already. So
actually,
are we using that word?
Yeah. Wait, why not? Ratchet?
Yeah. I think we're not supposed to use it.
The word ratchet?
Well, I'm not cutting it out, but, you know, let me know if we're not supposed to.
I've said it four times, so. I've not heard.
Let me just say it one more time for good measure.
Ratchet. I never have heard that we can't say that.
I don't know.
Apologies. I don't mean it. I mean, I do mean it as ratchet. I am ratchet. And so are you.
Wow.
So is it?
Yeah. No, 100%. But, yeah, I don't know if we're actually supposed to use that word.
Allegedly. I don't know.
I'm sick of cutting shit out of my vocabulary.
It doesn't matter, whatever. I can't keep up anymore. I really can't. I mean, this is crazy talk, really. Pun intended. Southern Charm, did you watch? Are you caught up?
Yeah.
Listen.
I hate to say it. I'm kind of ready for Southern Charm to go away.
Well, this is my thing. I loved Austin and Craig's little hash out. I thought that was very needed. I love that Craig was talking about that whilst he's holding champagne in his hand, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Love that. They needed to have that conversation.
Well, he still drinks beer and wine, just not hard liquor.
Yes. Shep, people were thinking that was done for the show. No, he was in love. He got served his own medicine. Sienna is a clout chaser. Taylor needs to get off the show. Like, she's still irking me up a little bit. I guess Molly and Shep are going to be kissing it up, which I'm excited to see.
Love that.
That
for them.
Me too. Mm-hmm. And I really, really hope if this show goes on next year, because you know, y'all know I love it. When it's going off the other day and Paige was like, what if this is, no, she said this is the last.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Now that was the cliffhanger I needed to see. I'm like, uh-oh.
Foreshadowing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I hope next season, I would love to see them like settle down and have like a normal, I say normal in air quotes, like kind of normalized life in Charleston, not so much of the stupid chaos that we keep drumming up. Like I want to see them like, I would love to see Shep in a relationship and Craig and Austin in their relationship era. And like, let's see that part of it, if that's what it's going to be. Because otherwise there's really nothing to show anymore on this show. And I love this show. I'm a diehard, but we might be at the end of it.
Yeah. I love it too. I just feel like we're at a dead end. I will say all this like JT, Vanita shit. I'm not exactly a JT fan. No. However, I am sick of the dogpiling. I'm sick of them using him as the scapegoat for a plot, a storyline, a something.
Oh, they have pinned like so much. And I agree. I believe him.
I don't believe that he said those things about Patricia. I think Craig lied.
He's a storyteller. He's an attorney.
I don't believe that he said the black girl comment about Vanita, in the derogatory sense.
Right.
I just don't believe it. And Vanita didn't even believe it. Vanita was like, I don't know what to believe. This guy, Ryan, dude.
Who even are you? Go away.
Such an irrelevant character on the show. Like, you are an actual cast member that didn't even get a seat at the reunion. Didn't get invited.
Nobody even knows who you are.
Correct.
Other than this comment.
Bye.
Nobody knows who you are. But I agree. Exactly. I'm not even a JT fan, but I really think, like, looking back, I'm like, they have done him so dirty and so wrong that if I had to feel, like, if I had to predict, that's why he quit the show, and I would too. I would absolutely walk out because, like you said, friend groups not even fun.
He quit the show not long into when they started filming. Mm-hmm. He's been in the whole season. So think about how much editing and manipulation that took to include him through the whole thing. Because he stopped showing up to do the talking head interviews too. So like, they really have Franken-edited, whatever they call it, this whole season. There's shit that they showed between him and Vanita, like when she made him the fish dinner and he told her he was had a girlfriend. That they had that before she was like coming on to him in the Bahamas.
Oh yeah.
And that came after. She didn't know that he had a girl. It was just the editors really made them look so bad.
Well, remember last week though, that like she had said that.
Yeah.
And then the girlfriend was like, actually, no, you knew that I was around. Like that was the timeline I was talking about last week.
Yes.
Did we confirm that was not the case?
My understanding is that she knew this girl was around. She did not know they were committed.
Gotcha.
And like in a relationship, it was like, okay, well, they're seeing each other. Like he's interested in both of us and he's seeing both of us and feeling it out. Like she knew this girl.
He was dating her, but not like that. Okay.
She knew this girl existed. She knew this girl was a thing. She didn't know how serious it was.
Okay.
And I believe that.
Yeah. No, I mean,
So it's just,
okay. Wait, though. Also, the JT called Vanita out the other day, though, right? About the jacket.
Yes.
What was that? I'm like, come on now.
Weird. So if you didn't know, and if you care, Vanita, I guess when he was on crutches, they went shopping. He left his wallet in her car. And rather than go hobble back to the car to get his wallet, she was like, I'll get it. And he said,
it was $42.80.
What?
Or whatever it was. It was $4,280. $4,200.
Five. Oh, 40. Yes.
Not 5,000. He corrected it. It was actually 4,280. He posted the screenshot. He was like, actually. Right.
She said she spent $5,000 on him, whatever. But it was 4,280.
Yeah, or whatever the specific
$4,280, not $42.80.
No, we're talking about thousands. It was just funny that he did that.
And so I guess she was telling Leva that she spent the money on him when they were shopping. And Leva was like, well, I hope he's, what'd she say? Like, Zelled you back or Venmo'd. Hope he Venmo'd you. But he didn't. He actually sent her a PayPal. Uh-huh. And so when Leva said, I hope he Venmo'd you, she goes, no, he didn't. And he's like, yeah, I did. And shared the screenshots. Yeah. And then she was like, oh, well, she didn't ask me if you PayPal'd me.
No.
Bitch.
I can't. She does not like when people do that to her. Don't do it to other people.
Like,
I can't. You know exactly.
Exactly.
That's like when you ask somebody, you know they're lying, and you ask them, and you didn't ask in like a certain way, and they're like, well, you didn't ask me. You right. knew what I was saying, and that makes me so mad. Even when my kid does that, if I ask him if he
don't
did something.
Don't be dense.
Right.
I'm don't like. Don't pretend you're dense.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know exactly what I meant.
Yeah.
Quit being facetious.
Okay. So one thing that I wanted to share with you.
Okay.
So I was finally convinced to watch Southern Hospitality.
Okay.
I had already tried to watch Southern Hospitality.
Same. Four times.
The first season, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to tell anybody that's listening that maybe has an interest, just skip season one. Okay. It's completely unnecessary.
Right.
It's you don't stupid. Need to see it. About four episodes into season two, you're gonna get it.
Oh.
And season two, fun fact, there's so much crossover. Didn't know. Sally is on season two.
Yeah, I know Sally
She's
was.
Dating that's, one. I had no idea.
That's how they were sleeping together with, dude, with Taylor's boyfriend.
With Gaston.
Yeah, there's, yes. because they're roommate situation, girl.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I didn't know any of this. So yes. Sally's working at, Republic, mm-hmm. which is Leva's Bar. One of less Bar Leva's whatever, clubs. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. So she's working there and she starts dating Joe Bradley. And then, yes, she's Gaston is the roommate of TJ. One of the of TJ mm-hmm. who works there. Yes.
I cannot believe you don't remember together. Us talking about I swear we talked about this with Taylor meeting Gaston
I didn't really know until I knew Sally from Southern Charm and now it. I'm going back and watching Southern Hospitality. I'm like, oh shit. Molly also worked at Republic. Mm-hmm. She's in the background scenes of all these different things. I didn't know that either. She wasn't a cast member.
Yeah.
She never talks on camera.
Right.
But she's always at like different events in the background. But yeah, it makes way.
Now you understand them in the friend group, which I thought it was weird that
they
were on Southern
Charm. Yes, I understand more of the dynamics of the friend group.
But it was weird that they were in Southern Charm though, because Leva is really that bridge and Taylor kind of just by association, which still to me doesn't quite make sense that they're in this friend group now, but whatever, they needed them and it made sense that they're
Taylor said in an interview, where was I listening to that? Actually, that might have been Vile Files also. She said, they asked if she would be, like, why she agreed to do this season. She was like, the only reason I did this season of the show is because I wanted to mend my relationships with the other women. She was like, I was really hoping that Olivia would be here so she could be part of it. I don't know. But she was like, but I really feel like I'm in a much better place with the rest of the women on the cast. That was my sole purpose of coming back. Right.
I don't know if I believe that.
I don't know if I believe that either.
Because you can do that also like off camera and the rest of the year that they're not filming.
Correct. Charleston's a small town. This group is
and you can actually probably mend it better off camera and make valuable strides. Okay, but okay. All right, cool.
Right. But she's like, I think if I were to do another season of a show, it would make more sense for me to go to Southern Hospitality.
I totally think that.
Because I'm way more involved in like that friend group
for
than I
sure.
am this friend group.
Yeah.
And so then I started watching it and I see Molly and I see Sally and I'm like, okay, so this is all, and even Vanita's hanging out more with them. It's like
the younger crowd,
they're captioned like Leva's friends, but they're all talking to each other, know each other. Olivia was in the mix. I'm like, this Southern hospitality, like this younger friend group coming over, and we're supposed to like just pretend like they're also friends
but
with
everybody says,
their boss, no, Leva, and all her says friends.
It's because it doesn't of make that. Any sense. No, that's why people say they do it, because Leva's on Southern Charm. It's to carry the weight of the shows. That is apparently why they're doing that. No. It's just to do that. And, it's
and
like,
I totally get that, but it's now that I've, it's like the veil's been lifted now that I know that these girls. Should are more friends with like these people, the younger people.
Makes more sense.
And I know now that like those weren't, they weren't an actual friend group with Shep and Whitney and all. It's like, okay,
y'all
knew of them.
Right. And it was all because of Leva, which Leva's not even on Southern Charm. They're just doing it for that. It's stupid.
And I was going to say, but that is what definitely why they're keeping Leva on the show, is because she's that bridge, but it's, I don't know.
Yeah, it is.
But stupid. I will say Southern hospitality is picking up.
Okay.
It's never going to be Vanderpump. People are like, it's the new Vanderpump.
No, it is not. They're trying
so hard. You can't recreate that magic. Nope. However, it's getting a lot of buzz and it is getting a little better. So give it another shot, but just start with season two.
Okay.
Just skip season one.
Yeah. Okay. So I have one more thing to tell you about before we get off this thing, before I let you go. Okay. Do you notice I don't have any allergy issues? Oh my God. What? Yeah. Who is she? Like every year, y'all can go back and listen to any podcast episode you want. And from about the end of January to about April, I'm like, you know? So, you know, I lost my voice like 2.5 weeks ago. My allergies were horrible. Mm-hmm. Well, my friend Brittany was telling me about this new like supplement, and it's called Immune, or I don't know how to say it. And it's from Aloe Vera. I don't know. She said, like, I was super stuffy and we went out of town a couple weeks ago, and she was like, oh yeah, I used to be the same way, and I used to take an everyday allergy pill, but I haven't had to do that in a couple years because I've been on this thing. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll order it. Mm-hmm. And it is expensive. It's 56 capsules. I think it was like $108. However,
what's the picture?
I'll show you the bottle in there. And it's like all, it's basically aloe vera inner leaf, like in the most concentrated version you can get. It's all natural. Uh-huh. There's like no gunk in it. It's, supercharged with aloe, whatever, I can't speak that, nutritional, immune system, blah, 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 no chemical preservative. There's nothing in it beyond just like natural, if y'all care about that. I do care about that. And it works. I started it last Monday, and throughout the week last week, I got clearer and clearer. And this is the first year since I've moved back from Florida that I'm telling you, you could go back and listen to every single podcast from years past.
Even the last episode you were, yeah.
And we recorded that late.
And we were talking about it. I said I feel like every time even a whisper of illness or allergies hits Wendy, she loses her voice completely.
Every
it's crazy.
Time. Yep. And I'm telling y'all, like I told a client about it because I was like, if this works, I am sold. Like I will freaking, but I cannot believe it. Like I literally, we couldn't even record regular 2 weeks ago because I had no voice. I sent some voice
memo. It was like, hey.
I was like, I can't. I mean, it's so bad. And every year this happens. And so I just need y'all to know, if my little allergy girlies out there, I'm going to report back. They actually also have a partnership, like an affiliate program. I don't know what that looks like, if we would each get like a thing. But hey, your girl's out here doing the most.
I wonder what other supplements they have.
They have all kinds
of
stuff.
I'm going to look
it up. And it's all pure, very clean, very natural. It passes all the tests. Like if y'all want to cross check that, it is very good. And it,
I say I care about clean and natural, but your girl's been smashing a bag of hot Cheetos a week.
Yeah. You saw my Chick-fil-A app and how many times I go. I will never, much as I care about certain things, your girl's going to have pizza and Chick-fil-A and a Diet Dr. Pepper in the mix.
Well, ever since I quit smoking, like an afternoon soda pop is my guilty pleasure. Okay. That's my afternoon Siggy. Yeah. So, and I've never been a big soda drinker, but there's something I love about like a real crisp Diet
Coke.
That's
the thing. It's just that.
Or Diet Dr. Pepper. And I'm like, you know what?
You deserve
it.
In
the afternoon when I need a little pick me up.
You deserve it.
I'm not going to have a cigarette, but I am going to have
a little,
a little soda.
Yeah.
But I've really been like, I can't stop eating hot Cheetos.
Hot Cheetos are so good. They
I'm like, you need to get control of yourself.
No, you
don't. Literally have tried to limit myself. However, I think I found a replacement that's a little bit healthier.
What?
It doesn't taste like it. It's a totally different thing. What? But like, it gives me like my like spicy food craving. Okay, Trader Joe's sells these spicy tempura seaweed snacks.
Mm.
Girl.
That sounds good.
Do you like the seaweed, like
the paper,
the sheets? Uh-huh. Okay. It's those with this spicy tempura mix on one side that's like crunchy and crispy and spicy. And
is it thin like the seaweed, or is it a little thicker? Because
it's the seaweed itself is thin.
Yeah,
it's the same sheet, but it's a little bit thicker because of the tempura crust on the.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's like got a good crunch and it's still spicy.
Have you had the late July jalapeno chips?
No.
Oh my God. Y'all, those are mine. And they pass all the yuca, however you say the app. Like I'll scan them in my app and they're actually a clean alternative. I have some in there. Last night at, 11:30, I couldn't go to sleep. I got out of bed and I told Mike this today. I said, did you not hear me in there eating them chips last night? And he was like, no. I said, I couldn't even enjoy them because I was sucking on them. So I wouldn't crunch that. I finally was aggravated. I was trying so hard to be like quiet because I just wanted them. And it was like barely taken. It was like, and then I was like eating it. Oh, and then I sucked it.
Bring it
so I was like, this is not even, I'm like, this doesn't even give me enjoyment. I was so mad walking back in my kitchen last night, like to put them back. I was like, I'm aggravated, but I also got scared and I didn't want to stand in there in case someone broke in. I didn't want to die eating those. But I was like, we have to try them. I'm going to eat the whole bag. And they are so expensive. Why are they $7 at Harris Teeter? Because I'm on damn nerve.
For a bag of chips?
Girl, don't get me started on that. But anyway, July, we'd love for you to sponsor us.
Yeah, but no, you have to try the Trader Joe's things.
I will, yeah.
Pop over after work.
Okay, I love that. Where do I find them?
In like the chip aisle.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. They're in a little bag. Okay. They're like $3.50 and they're good.
I'm gonna go there tomorrow.
Literally, if you eat the whole bag in one sitting, it's like 300 calories.
It's nothing. So it's like celery.
It's like celery. It's, you know.
Negative calories.
Same. Okay, I do have something that I want to bitch about.
Ooh.
We didn't do itching to bitching last week or week before. And this week, I'm coming in hot. Ooh. I lost my wallet. Okay. Ooh. Pisses me off. I really waited and I waited and I waited because I hoped that it would show up because none of my credit cards have been used, whatever. Mm-hmm. Today I finally gave up on that. So I'm supposed to go to Charleston this week for work. Let's see if that happens because I don't have an ID. And that in the crux of my issue because I got to rent a car to go down. I'm not driving my car. She's got too many miles on her. I don't want to take her down.
No, we're not breaking down down there.
So I finally go to the website, order myself a new ID, pay $20. And then I call Enterprise and I say, hey, I lost my wallet. I have the temporary thing from the DMV website. Is that sufficient? I have my passport if you need a photo ID. Oh, yeah. They said, no photos necessary. We can scan the barcode on the paper ID. I said, cool. Easy. There's no barcode. I said, it has my name, my address, all my info, but it doesn't, and like an expiration date. I said, but there's no barcode on it. He was like, let me talk to my manager. Comes back and says, there has to be a barcode or we can't accept it because we have to be able to scan it into our system. We can't type anything in, which honestly, fucking stupid. Rental car companies, get your shit together. Really annoying.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, well, that doesn't make any sense because it's literally the one they gave me when I ordered the duplicate.
Right.
He said, I think you have to get the one with the barcode directly from the DMV. Like, fuck me.
Okay. Let it go into that DMV.
Trying to avoid it. Like,
yeah, because it's like booked out like 5 months. Good luck.
Literally, you can't get an appointment. No. So I got to take my chances and walk in.
Oh my God. And the line is wrapped all the way around.
Right. So
but you can go out here. I'll tell you.
I call the DMV customer service because I'm like, maybe they can email it to me, send me a copy. I'm like, at the very least, maybe I can just like, I'm like, can I even like walk in and just say, here's the proof that I ordered it. Can I have a paper copy? Like, I don't know the whatever.
Right. Did you tell them that you are Spencer from Basically Famous?
I should have.
You should name
this
drop.
This bitch on the phone. Pissed. She was so fucking condescending and rude. And I was like, not that you expect anything different.
What did she say?
And
give me her name and number and I'll call her tomorrow.
Right. This twat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I call. She picks up. And I said, hey, I lost my wallet. I ordered a replacement ID on the website and it doesn't have a barcode. And I need to get a copy that does have a barcode because I need to rent a vehicle for work. And she goes, well, the only way you can get the barcode is by coming into a physical location. And I said, excellent. So if I come in, I can show them my proof of ordering the replacement and they'll give me a paper copy with a barcode. She goes, no, ma'am, you'll have to order it again. And I said, so I'll have to pay again. Wait. I can't just show them that I've ordered the replacement. She goes, no, ma'am, you have to pay for it with, like, on site. I said, okay. I said, so then can I cancel my order that I just did online? She goes, nope, those are non-refundable.
I said, how much is it to get a replacement? I have to,
$20. Actually, as she corrected me, hold on.
Sorry, $19.99.
I said, so you're telling me I have to pay $40 to get a piece of paper with a barcode on it? And she goes, no, you only have to pay $16.75. And I said, well, I just paid $20 online because it's the $16.75 plus then the fucking service charge. And now I have to go back in to an office and pay.
Don't act like 16. We wouldn't talk to somebody like that too.
No, I did.
No, I said, don't act like we wouldn't be correcting somebody like that too.
Listen, she probably talks to so many people like me.
But that's rude. All day long.
I was not in the fucking mood. I did hang up on her. I was done. Yeah, I was really pissed. Anyways.
So you have to go in there did you already do it? You have to go do it?
Yeah.
When?
Well, it's a great question because I'm having biopsies done in the morning.
And you literally have to go at like 7 a.m. and it's right around the building.
But you can't. Oh. They don't allow walk-ins until noon. You can only do walk-ins in the afternoon. They reserve the mornings for appointments only. There are no appointments in the entire state of North Carolina for the next 90 days. Yeah. Actually, that's not true. There's one appointment in Elkin, North Carolina.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Head on over.
So I'm going to have to take my chances walking in and see if I can get this fucking piece of paper with a barcode.
Do you have the real ID?
So annoyed.
Do you have the real ID? So that's due in May.
Yeah.
And you have to have that to what? Fly. And then what else? Just to fly.
That's it. Just to fly.
Okay.
I thought about doing that. Because I'm like, at least if hers. I'm going to go and wait in line and pay and whatever, I'll just get the real ID because I need to do that anyways.
Take your filing cabinet because you need all the things.
Well, that's just it. I don't know where my social security card is. I haven't had that in years.
I only got my real ID because when we got married 7 years ago, 8 years ago, whatever, 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Was it a thing that long ago?
Yep. It was coming out and it was supposed to be due that May. And I was like, oh. So they asked me, they were like, hey, do you just want to go ahead and get your real ID? And I was like, I guess. I happen to have everything with me because I was changing my name. Mm. So I got mine that long ago. Thank God I did, because they actually, every year they've said it's going to be this year.
Yeah.
So it's been that long since I changed my name when we got married in 2017.
Yeah.
So however many years ago that
well,
is.
Well, I'm going to have to do that anyways, but I'm not worrying about doing that in the next 2 days.
No. But that's.
So I'm supposed to leave on Thursday. Uh-huh.
Yeah. When are your new license coming?
Oh, well, that's the other thing is normally it takes up to 20 days, but the third party that North Carolina is using to print their IDs currently is so backlogged that they're telling you to expect it in 2 months.
Wait, what? Because my mom went.
The temporary is good through the end of May because they're expecting it to take so long for the actual ID to come.
Are you kidding? Oh, my mom.
So aggravated.
So my mom got hers because she's got an appointment in May for her real ID, but she also got...
Like, if I have a passport, do I really need a real ID?
Mm-hmm. You have to have that to fly.
Fuck.
I know, it's stupid. So my mom's, though, I was trying to see when she got it because she got a new driver's license and then she had like the real ID set, whatever. Anyways, it's so bad. It's so crazy. Like now that they're requiring that, and I guess they kept giving extensions.
It doesn't make any sense that you would need a real ID if you have your passport on you. I don't know. It's all fucking stupid and I'm pissed.
Maybe.
Okay. I'm really irritated.
Listen, don't take this
mostly irritated with the fact that I lost my wallet and I don't know where it is. And it wasn't even my wallet. It was like this, that little gold like wristlet thing. And I had it. I went out to brunch with Bree and Stacy a few weeks ago. Remember? Yeah. I had it in my back pocket and I have no idea where it is.
You called.
I called the restaurants. I literally went from the restaurant to, we went to Chanticleer.
Okay.
For coffee.
Okay.
And then I went to Dorcas Ministries thrift shop.
Okay.
I called all the places. Nobody had it. I drove all over, searched the parking lots, everything, thinking maybe it fell out of my pocket. I wear high rise jeans and they're tight as shit around my fat ass. So it wasn't falling out. I have no idea.
You checked all in your car, like in between
everywhere.
The seats, like under the seat in case it fell?
Everywhere. I cannot find it.
You know, when you get your license, you're going to find it.
I mean, I hope. Uh-huh. I honestly think what I did when we were getting coffee, I had the cups in my hand, and I want to say my thing was on the table because I had taken it out to pay. Mm-hmm. I think I might have just thrown it away with the cups.
Yeah.
You like without have. Thinking.
Oh, that sucks.
Because I cannot find it anywhere, well, and it wouldn't have just fallen out of my pocket. You might be able to
fly with your passport. Now that I'm saying that, y'all don't take mine as the gospel because I don't know. But
well, I don't have any flight plans as of still, right now.
But maybe you could fly. Maybe you can do it with your passport. I don't freaking know because not everybody has a license. That doesn't make sense. I think it's maybe you can have your passport. So
I think, yeah, whatever. I think if you're flying domestically without a passport, then you need a real ID.
Right. Because not everyone's going to have a driver's license now that I'm saying that out loud. So whatever. Do your research. Is a real ID a
driver's license?
Yeah. It's literally, it's a gold star on your driver's license.
But I'm saying, can you have a,
you can have an ID,
but like it doesn't matter. This is a boring conversation.
It doesn't matter. And listen, do not take any advice from me. I'm serious. I don't need no damn body standing there. Showed up at the airport to go to Bermuda, and they heard me say on this podcast that you could do something with or without it. Do not. And no, I don't think I'm that important that people would listen to me like that, but you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised.
Are you itching to bitch about anything before we get off of this?
I feel like my heart rate's elevated from yours because I'm fired up for you too. So I think I'm good on that.
And excellent. Thank you.
I'm good on it, yeah.
March Madness coming at you. Oh,
man. Y'all better tune in because it's going
to
be
good. We're about to... You look at all the nominations in the brackets.
Oh, offline.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, love y'all.
Okay, bye.
Tune in for March Madness. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Basically Famous, available on YouTube and anywhere you can listen to podcasts. We'd love for you to subscribe, rate us 5 stars, and leave us some words of affirmation. And don't forget to call or text the hotline at 919-867-6776 for your chance to be basically famous.
XOXO.